my go-to guy every time I sub-host. I have to get Tim Kaine on here just to find out what's happening in his world. I mean, I can find out because all I got to do is listen to sports talk on Thursday night. But that you're kind of a one-trick pony on Thursday night.
Until we start talking about soup. Every once in a while, we'll talk soup.
Ooh,
I don't get to talk soup anymore. I fell at one point. I was the first arm out of the bullpen on Sport Talk. At another point, I became a guy, you know, a one-batter specialist pitcher. And now I'm not even sure I play baseball anymore. I think I've
no, you're still on the roster.
I'm on the roster. Yeah. Okay.
Do no, I get you're a talking ring? Soup. What did I miss here? I was going to say Doherty's has the best soup in town. We're not talking soup. We're talking about a microcosm of stuff.
Nick is subtly alluding to the fact that he was for a brief time the number one sub host. If Mark or I were gone, Nick would be the one who stepped in, and then. That kind of has drifted now to Olivia Lett from Milliken.
And it's drifted so far that that they didn't even have a Sport Talk. They're like, we can't find anybody.
Yeah, see, and I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's special circumstances.
That one had nothing to do with
that's
us.
That's special circumstances.
Oh, you want to talk a little behind the scenes here?
No,
let's really get in trouble.
I'm just ribbing my buddy. That's all I'm doing.
And I appreciate that.
I'm just hoping that when it's all said and done, do I qualify for a championship ring because I'm on the roster?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you get a share.
Okay.
You always get a share.
All right.
Well, but I like the last time you were on, I threw a curve at you and brought in Sean,
mm-hmm.
and it was perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it was perfect. I literally, believe this or not, Nick, sat for 10 straight minutes and didn't say a word. These two went at it back and forth, and it was interesting stuff. M. Sue and my worst critic said, I'm sure glad you didn't talk. I mean, because these two were so interesting. The two most eclectic people I know in town, I think he might be more eclectic than you.
I think so, too. I think he's got more of the free, wild spirit than I've got.
Well, yeah, I think you had it, but I think you had to conform a bit because you get such a responsible job at the newspaper.
Yeah, well, yeah, and well, yeah, I bought into corporate life really early, you know. So.
Oh, I would never say you bought into it, Tim.
No,
but you've tolerated it.
Tim Kaine reminds me of Clark Kent in the sense that everybody knows that Superman, the glasses aren't really that good of a disguise, if you know what I'm saying.
So, Nick, last night I'm trying to figure which direction will I go with Tim tomorrow. And I, you know, the Academy Awards are coming up. And so I said, we'll talk Academy Awards. I haven't seen any of these movies but one. But Tim will know about all of them. And I opened up the paper today, front page, and you're talking about the Grammys.
The Grammys are this weekend.
Yeah. So one thing I got a kick out of reading that article is that you say you got a buddy at the newspaper that's bought every one of those Grammy albums.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm one of those guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go on my phone and I start checking out my albums. I didn't buy 19. I've got it all the way from 13 to 18,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't buy 19. And I was wondering, why didn't I buy 19? So I went to it. I'm doing this morning, and I'm going through all the songs on 19. It only got 2 stars. 2 out of 5 stars mm-hmm. is ratings from people who bought the album. I find that interesting, and you pointed out that you got a very limited album selection if you're buying Grammy greatest hits.
It's still a cross section. What I had said to my coworker.
It is a cross section. That's why I like it.
Yeah, and what I'd said that was a line to my coworker. I think in 1979 or 1980. So that, I mean, that's how long ago it was. And I was glib and unnecessarily harsh in saying, well, you got a really lousy record collection then. If that's what you're limiting yourself to, then. You know, then you're just dipping your toe in music.
No, see, yeah. I always looked at it as being open-minded
mm-hmm.
because it has all genres on there.
Yeah,
and they're all the best of the year, supposedly.
Yeah, really. Yeah, at least there are a certain number of people who would agree this is what the best of what this genre has to offer this year.
But then
year.
The record only gets 2 stars, so it can't be the best of the year.
Unless, you know, I mean, artists can look at things differently than the general populace does. I mean, there are critics who will tell you Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, the greatest album ever. Sgt. Pepper, the greatest album ever. But you know, not everybody does and has to love all of those things too.
Tim, is it fair to say that the Grammys, as opposed to the Oscars or the Academy Awards, the Grammys have a more can be more driven pop by the populace,
sure,
in that sense, and the Academy Awards can be representative of the artistry and almost exclude some of the popcorn and the pop. So they're almost they at times are polar opposites.
Yeah, and they both go too far in the way that they go.
That's
yeah,
right.
I agree 100%. You know, I mean, because when I think back to, again, back when the old man was a teen in the 1970s, it was, you know, I mean, Stevie Wonder was putting out some pretty amazing music that I still listen to this day.
You know, I saw Stevie Wonder open for the Rolling Stones when I was a kid in St. Louis.
72, fantastic.
And I had no idea how many different instruments he played.
Yeah.
He was a drummer,
yep,
organ player, piano player, harmonica player.
Well, he's got those six or so albums after he became emancipated, after he no longer was working for Motown, but he was working for a different label that was still Motown associated. But he, you know, in a very brief, well, not a brief time, I guess it was about 3 years, but he just sat in a studio and created about 100 songs. And he was playing almost everything on all of them.
Are any of the hits all Stevie Wonder?
Yes. Yes, almost all of them, almost
really?
Exclusively.
Holy
yep.
cow!
Yep,
it's amazing the syncopation, the rhythms. Just he's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah, and very very much a melodicist. That's the fantastic thing about Stevie Wonder's. You hear his better songs, and they'll stick with you for a little while.
And they also hold up. His music, some of the sounds are a little slightly dated. You know, sound a little 70s-ish. Mm-hmm. But the music and it just really kind of holds up, I think.
What I always said about Stevie Wonder is he wrote the song "You Are the Sunshine of My Life." How did that happen?
He's never even seen sunshine.
That song has been around. I mean, it can't have been around. Just it can't have been created in my lifetime, because I swear it has to have existed before I was born, because it has to have existed forever. I feel the same way about "Blowing in the Wind." Somebody. 22-year-old wrote this song? What the heck?
That's called artistry.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully not peaking too soon. And I guess in both of those cases, they didn't peak too soon.
Science Seal delivered.
Yeah.
What a great song.
Beautiful stuff. I mean, the one of his that I've been going really crazy about lately has been Overjoyed. It's such a beautiful song.
I think it was "You Are the Sunshine of My Life." Which song was it? My daughter, Molly, was a kid, and we always drove around top down, listen to music loud, and I'd be singing that song. It's the one with the baby in the beginning, and she's never forgotten that. And when she got married, that was a father-daughter dance.
Oh.
That's how much Stevie Wonder meant to my 26-year-old daughter.
That's really nice.
Yeah, talk about music that lasts.
I mean, obviously that song was a hit long before she was born.
All right, when we come back. Hey, do you drink coffee?
I do not, but
you ought to start.
If I did,
it would be Marquee Coffee. I drink coffee, and I drink a lot of Marquee coffee. It's that fresh roasting coffee right here in Decatur, Illinois. For 40 years, Marquee Coffee is the official drink of people like me, discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. Coffee, the magic's in the beans of their coffee.
My old washer and dryer were on their last legs, and I really wanted a front loader set. So I went shopping. I thought that the big box lumberyard would have the best deals, so I started there. They had an Electrolux set I really liked, and I thought it was a fair price, but I wanted to compare it with one other store. Dick Van Dyke advertises the best deal, so I tried there. Boy, am I glad I did. They had the same washer and dryer, but their deal came with a buy one, get one free pedestal and a free 10-year protection plan. The other store would sell me a warranty, but for only 5 years. It was a no-brainer. I bought my beautiful new washer and dryer at Dick Van Dyke, saved $370, and got 10 years of protection. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during January. I guarantee the best deal on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole story.
At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, we're hiring nurses. We have flexible nursing scheduling to fit your lifestyle. We currently have full-time, part-time, and float-pool nursing opportunities to help fit your career into your life. We understand the importance of maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Do you want work-life balance? Join our team of experts who have fun, work hard, and love what they do.
The Mount Zion Chamber of Commerce loves its member businesses and wants you to learn more about them by bringing you this month's Member Spotlight, Unique Boutique, Salon and Spa. Unique Boutique isn't just another salon. They strive to take care of others, giving back to charities like Dove, Catholic Charities, supporting veterans across the country, vitamin supplements to malnourished children, and Vitamin Angels. Please support your local businesses that help support so many great charities. Unique Boutique Salon and Spa, 1515 Highway 121 in Mount Zion.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
There you go, Nick. Way to go.
Hey, thanks.
This guy's a master behind that board. You know what?
Yeah, well, no question, yeah.
Something okay.
All right, we'll finish up at the Grammys, and I got to talk to you about Jerry Jones, too.
Okay.
Or Terry Jones.
Okay.
Not Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Terry Jones. I guess I'm ashamed to say, I'm looking at the record of the year category.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Mama, Bad Guy, Seven Rings, Hard Place, Talk, Old Town Road, Truth Hurts, Sunflower. I can't really say I know any of those songs.
And nor do I think that most people our age could. I mean, it's...
What about you, Nick?
There's one song on there that was maybe the biggest song, I don't know.
Almost in history.
Yeah, in history. The Old Town Road. I mean, that one stands out like a gladiator. I mean, a juggernaut, honestly. I don't think any of the others really
matter. I thought you were going to say Truth Hurts.
No.
It's really Love Hurts.
Old Town Road is this unbelievable country rap song that just fits. It played on almost every type of radio station.
If you're attuned to what either genre is doing, it's impossible to not like it.
All right, one more question on this, and we'll switch to Terry Jones. Both of you chime in. Kanye West, this year, I don't know if he's on, he might be on the religious section, if they have one, or gospel or something, but he made a huge splash, major news, when he kind of converted, and then he went and put this album together and then performed it at Joel Osteen's church. I know you can't say you really know what's in his heart, but how much of this is commercial and how much of this guy's been converted and he wants to tell everybody?
I guess I'd contrast it with the way Dylan came out as a Christian. He basically just put out the album. There didn't have to be this spectacle. And that's the thing that I find distracting myself about Kanye West in general, is that there has to be a spectacle associated with him and everything he does. And so it's... If everything's special, then none of it is.
Yeah, I will say that this is not really a surprise. His first album that came out, which is a masterpiece, featured a song called Jesus Walks, talking about Jesus Walk With Me and his importance. I mean, he speaks about Christianity through a lot of his work. And this, Kanye West is one of the smartest in terms of like creativity minds that I'm aware of, and I've been around that process close. But I love his new gospel album. It's very approachable for me, and a lot of people don't, but I dig it.
I think it's cool. All right, let's spend a couple minutes on Terry Jones. I have to say, I was not a Monty Python fan as much as a lot of people were, but you and I are both big time Beatle fans.
Yeah.
And George Harrison invested $4 million into this comedy group, almost bankrupted him at the time. But he believed so much in Mighty Python that he took just about everything he had at the time and invested it.
Yeah, and he said that, it was the most expensive movie ticket in history. He said he gave him the money because he wanted to see the movie.
And you're a big fan.
Very, very much so. I mean, Terry Jones, specifically for his role in the Pythons, to me, I hold the Pythons in the same, for comedy and entertainment, for televised entertainment, I hold them in the same regard that I hold the Beatles in music. I mean, a lot of stuff flows through Monty Python, but for me, all the comedy that I see that I like descends directly from Monty Python, or Monty Python took directly from that. I know that we've talked about this before. There was a thing in Britain called the Goon Show,
mm-hmm.
and that was what Peter Sellers was part of. Well, you know, the Goons again led directly to Monty Python. You know, it's a straight line and very cool and very fascinating. And the thing that was amazing about Terry Jones, as I point out in my column, is that the other guys in the group agreed, okay, you can be the director, you can take charge of this. Those guys all wanted to be in charge of everything all the time, but eventually they got to the point where they deferred to him because they realized that he was the most even-handed and the best comedic thinker in the group.
All right, we got to take a break for weather. We'll be back with Tim, and Kathy Byerly is going to join us as well. Talk about our bridal extravaganza coming up.
Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today we've got a chance of rain and snow, and we'll have some patchy fog, dense fog at that. It'll be otherwise cloudy with a high near 38. Then tonight we've got a chance of rain and snow, and it'll be cloudy with a low around 31. For Saturday, more of the same, chance of rain and snow, it'll be cloudy with a high of 34. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy, with a high near 36. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 35 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:52.
St. Teresa is a small school with big results. The average ACT score for the senior class is 24.2, the highest in over a decade. St. T's college prep curriculum and unique class offerings include classes like forensics, graphic design, and piano. These classes offer opportunities for every student to succeed. As guidance counselor, I meet with each student individually to develop the best academic plan for their 4 years at St. T. To learn more, call me, Maya Fombell, guidance counselor at St. Teresa High School, 875-243. Or check us out online at stteresa.org.
A home is an investment for the long term, and your home's foundation is the key to protecting that investment. Basement wall cracks, settling foundation, stair-stepping wall cracks, dirt crawl spaces, and wet basement problems will always steal the value from your home until the cause is fixed. Protect your investment. Get a free estimate from Woods Basement Systems, this area's highest rated, most reviewed basement-y expert. Call toll-free 866-851-5061 or go online to Woods Basement Systems. That's WoodsBasementSystems.com.
When it comes to your family's health, there's no greater resource than a network of care. Decatur Memorial Hospital has joined Memorial Health System, bringing together the exceptional care found at DMH with the strength and resources of a regional healthcare leader. From primary care to innovative medicine, your family is now covered in more ways and more places. Memorial Health System and Decatur Memorial Hospital, together for you. Learn more at dmhcares.com.
When it comes to building that new home or office building you've been dreaming about, then look no further. We'll sit down with you, assess your needs, offer the best financial guidance for your situation, and construct the perfect loan for you. We're an equal housing lender. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like.
Is this Kanye West?
Yep, Follow God on his new gospel album you're talking about.
You're so timely.
That's right.
Well, Nick Smith is... His night's going to get back to normal, Kathy. You're probably breathing a sigh of relief, too, that Brian's coming back on Monday. But Kathy Byerly is here. She's general manager of not just WSOY, but all of the Newhoff stations here in Decatur. And that's a pretty big job, Kath.
Well, it certainly keeps me busy. But thank you so much for your contribution this week. You and Wayne have held down the reins and have done a great job with with Nick and your guests. So we really appreciate it.
Well, it's the guest that makes the difference. Nick is makes it easy and the guests make it fun. Like Tim Kaine here, Tim is my go-to guy, as I always say, and he never turns me down. I can't believe that. I appreciate that, Tim.
Well, no, I had to turn you down that night I was in the hospital.
Well, there are excuses that I will accept.
but I just needed you to know. You know, no, I don't have a perfect record. By
he even had a flat tire today and made it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's dedication.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small town too, so I was able to get it fixed quick and got down here.
Either that or just have somebody pick you up on the side of the road and bring you in.
Yeah, that was being discussed for a bit too.
Tim, you know, I've always talked about your general knowledge about so many things and pretty in-depth, too. But I don't picture you as a guy that would go to a bridal extravaganza.
I actually almost wrote a book that could be sold at a bridal extravaganza. And I'm still going to do it. My sister sings at weddings.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah, my sister sings at weddings, so we were going to do a book together on how not to treat your wedding singer. So... Is there room for that?
Can you get wedding singers?
We can always find a spot for you in the wedding extravaganza or bridal extravaganza.
Well, that's sponsored by Newhoff this year.
It is. It's actually, it's our show. So this is our fifth annual bridal extravaganza. We have, there's been others, you know, in the community that have gone on from time to time at different venues. But this is our show, and this is our fifth year doing it.
Fifth year.
And
it's out at the conference?
At the Mount Zion Convention Center. So we've got
it's
about...
Convention Center, not a conference.
Yes. Okay. The Mount Zion Convention Center is where we have kind of landed for the past, 4 years or so. The first year we had it out at the old Sears building at the mall. And although that was a great venue.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it actually set up to be pretty nice in there. The pipe and drape people that we work with just make it look beautiful. And then by the time all of the vendors get in there, it looked amazing. But we ended up transitioning to Mount Zion Convention Center. And this year we've got 45 vendors, which is a pretty good selection. We've got, you know, 4 or 5 DJs, hair and makeup vendors, the most catering vendors that we've ever had, and, you know, bakeries for your wedding cake.
Oak Terrace. Resort
yes.
and Spa.
Yep. We've got them.
Skeff Distributing.
So if you're trying to figure out, you know, how much alcohol you need if you're planning a wedding, Skeff will be able to help you figure that out because you don't know how much you need.
This is a big job.
It is.
Well, you're talking about all the people. I thought maybe you were talking about the individual who's planning the wedding. You know, if you're going to be planning the wedding, you're going to need about 40 bottles of wine.
Well, we've got some of those people too. So we've got some event planners that are in the wedding expo and florist. We've got anybody that you would possibly need to talk to all underneath. One roof at the Mount Zion Convention Center.
And it
Saturday,
only costs $5 to get in.
$5.
That's nothing. You'll get that much in freebies.
Exactly.
But more than that, you'll get probably $25.
Exactly.
In
and discounts that the vendors are offering that day if you book. So it's definitely worth the time and energy to get out and take a walk through. If you're already engaged, that's great. If you're thinking you might be engaged down the road, then that's great as well. So
I've had 2 daughters and 1 son get married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you what. There's a lot more involved in the daughters' weddings.
Of course there is.
The hair, the flowers.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Everything.
So that's a really good thing to go to.
Yeah.
And it's a big investment, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big investment, so it's great to get the deals.
It is. Every little bit helps, and we'll be there from 11 to 3 on Saturday.
Kathy, thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you.
I probably had messed it up. So thanks for coming in.
Tim,
thanks
it.
For being here, buddy. Nick, thanks for all the help getting me through this. And Buyers and Company, next Monday.